Is it a wallet? Is it a gun? Critique of Hume, Part 2. Consider this hypothetical, said Officer Toads. A driver is stopped by a car of Oakland police officers. It is night, and he is alone. Two officers approach his car from either side. The officer on the driver's side exclaims, "Ah, it's the famous D.C. Baines." They ask him to step away from the car. They have in their minds an initially determined atom of experience, as Hume would say, which defines D.C. Baines in their perceptual world. He is a black, criminal, radical mischief maker, known to have a white girlfriend, Kathy Cohen, the interraciality of which enrages them to bitter heat. She is not present during this hypothetical encounter. That would change things. D.C. Baines, the Baines of their perceptual world, reaches into his jacket quickly, slowly, open to subjective interpretation. He has or has not been asked to take anything from his jacket. The police must, to exist in the world, assume a poise, if you will, based on meeting their anticipations, which in turn are based on past impressions, and they must act on those assumptions quickly. What are those assumptions? That mischief makers do not reach for their wallets, that known consorters with the Black Panther Party for self-defense do not reach for their wallet before or after being asked. To await the result of his action would be to assume a lack of continuity with the past, to agree with Hume, to transform themselves into radical skeptics, which policemen are not. They critique Hume by not waiting to see if their D.C. Baines is reaching for his ID or a holy cross to ward off evil spirits, or a banana to share with them. They see in his hand something black, shiny, and rectangular. It must be a gun. It cannot be other. Were it to be other, for example, a banana, they could not perceive it as such and remain who they are, humans with a determined perceptual field of their own. An Oakland police officer capable of seeing the banana as a banana would have to, in principle, anticipate a banana. That would be insane. To remain sane, he must narrow down his anticipations to a workable number, say two. Wallet, gun. Gun, wallet. If D.C. Baines were a middle-aged white man, perhaps a wider range of possibilities. But you are not that man. You are a radical black man in a time of great turmoil. Gun only. What could I do, asked D.C., to alter their perceptions in that moment? Nothing. Nothing you do in the several second-long period of continuity under question would change in any way the perceptual universe of the police. If you cry out, banana, in a loud, clear voice, they can make no sense of it. They will hear, back off, or beware, or even Beretta, a brand of gun. That is what makes their experience endurable, moment to moment. They feel safe. Their expectations have been met. They can live with it. Their perceptual world, the world, is unfractured. And I'm shot down like a dog. Officer Toads thinks that's a shame. But Officer Toads will not be present that night, sometime in the future, when this clash of perceptions occurs. The officers will be white. They will say something. Hey, nigger, or you there, boy, or oh, the famous D.C. Baines, which might cause you to scowl or act abruptly or indicate by your behavior that they, the police, have correctly characterized you as a scowling, nervous, hostile black radical and mischief maker. This will shrink their anticipations to include only one of the number of possible objects you might reach for in your jacket, and they will have to shoot you. Now, in order to justify this lengthy conversation, I will write you out a ticket for a broken taillight. Toads extracted his ticket book. In terms of anticipation, said DC, during what time frame might I expect this philosophical perceptual misunderstanding with a carload of white racist cops to take place? A month, if you're still in town. Officer Toads ripped off the manila form, held it out. Y'all enjoy yourselves at the club. Kathy's breath might have been held since DC left the car. What was that about? He said the pigs will kill me if I don't leave town. The prowl car swept around them, turned at the next block. She leaned into him, and they sat there for a while.